The Girl Scouts have lost their moral compass. The Girl Scouts organization continues to engage in left-wing political activism, exposing young girls to liberal politicians and promoting their ideology. So explains Patty Garibay, who's the founder and executive director of American Heritage Girls. Their website, by the way, is AmericanHeritageGirls.org. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Patty joins us now on the phone. Patty, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Sure. Now, recently, in March 2019, the Girl Scouts USA have celebrated their 107th birthday, but they seem to be different than what they were even 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
Or even 20 years ago. There's been so many changes in scouting, both in girls and boys, that it actually reflects our culture, and I think the changes that are occurring there. But it is really a pity when you are celebrating a birthday that a founder created a great program for girls that stood the test of time, it was such a venerable institution, and now has really lost its moral barometer. No question about that.
You know, I have to admit, I just don't even buy Girl Scout cookies anymore, and part of it are stories like this from Jane Chastain from earlier in the month of March. Boycott Girl Scout cookies. They partner with groups that promote abortion. And I understand, for example, recently one of the girls selling Girl Scout cookies that they honored and so forth, she was involved in promoting abortion as a teenage girl.
This was a part of the Gold Award program for the Girl Scouts, that this girl was wanting to earn that Gold Award and had presented a project about abortion and comprehensive sex ed and the ability for women to have health choices, as I like to say. And I find that an interesting contrast to American Heritage Girls, whose pinnacle award is called the Stars and Stripes Award, and who was recently awarded was somebody who was helping a pregnancy care center create space for moms that are in need. And so different. To me, abortion is not a political issue. It's actually a God issue, and all life is valuable to the Lord. And AHG, as a ministry that purports to love God and follow Him, we've got to be on the side of life, of course. And we need to teach our daughters, I believe, from an early age, this important lesson that life is cherished from conception to natural death.
Well, tell us about your particular organization. I take it this is kind of a Christian counterpart to the Girl Scouts, American Heritage Girls?
That's correct, Jerry. It was founded in 1995. We've been around for a while. As a result of the Girl Scouts' change in the Girl Scout promise to no longer mandate an oath to God, it opened the door to atheists, Wiccans, etc., and also opened the door to a lot of different stuff in regards to curriculum and partners and all kinds of things. And this is what we're seeing today. When you get rid of God or when you marginalize God, what is your character development program based on? It's nothing but shifting sands in a changing culture. American Heritage Girls, on the contrast, is based on biblical values. We are Christ-centered, and our steadfast foundation is the Lord.
Okay, and where will you meet in churches or things like that?
Right. Churches and private schools that agree with the statement of faith and want to extend their youth ministry, their goals for youth ministry, and include the program of American Heritage Girls are the people that really make this thing happen. There is over 1,200 charters and over 50,000 members across the U.S.
Wow.
Right now, and they are in every state and also in 14 international countries. So American Heritage Girls has been helping transform girls' lives for over 23 years. And the proof is really in the pudding. When you look at our alumni and you see what they're up to these days, it's really amazing to see what God has done through this organization.
Huh. Any famous alumni you want to mention or just any ones of note?
Not yet, but it's coming.
Okay. All right. Very good.
We've got a few people that are somewhat well-known, but not like you would know. I mean, the famous people today aren't really people that much that we want to know about yet.
Well, that's a good point. You know, as far as the Girl Scouts itself, I don't really know much about its history. I do know more about the Boy Scouts, and I know that what was his name? Baden-Powell had a desire for young men to be men of character, and they had to make an oath to God. And, you know, the Boy Scouts actually successfully fought the attempts by the liberals to take them over, and then they internally caved on all the major points. And now, you know, it's like anything goes. And so, and I take it that the Girl Scouts grew out of the Boy Scouts as far as historically, correct?
Actually, that's not really the case. There, Lord Baden-Powell had a sister that was friends with Juliet Gordon Lowe, and she spoke about this in England and said, you know, you really need to bring this to America. So although it's not, it never was a part of the Boy Scouts of America, the Girl Scouts USA is a separate entity. However, at one point, American Heritage Girls was partners with the Boy Scouts from 2009 to 2013. And when the Boy Scouts changed their membership standards is when American Heritage Girls broke away from that relationship, despite all of the amenities that came with that relationship, because it just was not an equal yoking. And so American Heritage Girls proceeded to help develop a program for boys called Trail Life USA that is distinctly for boys. And a lot of our charter organizations, our churches, they love to have both American Heritage Girls and Trail Life as a family ministry to their congregants and to their community members.
Hmm. All right. Let me ask you a question. What do you do when you're walking by, let's say, the girls trying to sell their cookies? What do you usually say?
Well, usually I encourage the girls. I mean, this is not the girls' fight. You know, this horrible progressive agenda that the Girl Scouts have embraced with both arms is not the girls' fight. And most often the girls have no idea what the national organization is doing. However, by buying the cookies, you're also help promoting that national agenda because there are royalties that are paid for every box that is being sold. Now, what I used to do, Jerry, is I used to give a donation and say, do not buy cookies with this, but rather do your troop activities, because I wanted to help those girls. But now many councils are forbidding that all monies that are collected as donations must go into this form of a cookie. And that cookie could then be given to a military family or something like that. So no matter what, they want these cookies supported. It is their big, financial engine that makes this movement go. And I just avoid, unfortunately, I avoid the tables now, because now there's not even a good solution.
Buy a cookie, kill a baby. I mean, it's kind of... I don't mean to be so blatant, but that's kind of what it's like. Well, what do you do as far as fundraising?
Well, we leave that up to the troops. We do not, one of the very founding principles of American Heritage Girls is not to benefit from the, quote, backs of our girls. Rather, the families that are enjoying this program are the ones that should pay for the program rather than the girls. And the girls do fundraising for their own troop activities, and they do whatever is beneficial to their community and to their families and to their charter partner that they think is the best way to raise money. You know, the thing about raising money is it's a necessary evil in a way. You need money, but yet you don't want to spend an inordinate amount of time. And so we don't want to be known for our product, but rather for our program. And so American Heritage Girls is here to help girls learn to know whose they are and who they are. And that whole identity in Christ is critical to what American Heritage Girls is all about.
Huh, that's interesting. At the Girl Scouts, I guess the theme for this year was Balance for Better, aimed at building a gender-balanced world. I take it at American Heritage Girls, you're not, party to the kind of the winds of the shifting culture, correct?
No, the only power that we encourage girls to learn about is girl power, yes, girl power that's given to them by the Holy Spirit. So there is a source of that power, and it's not from within.
Were you the one that actually founded this whole organization? And if so, tell us the story.
Yes, I am. It happened in, like I had mentioned, 1993, when the Girl Scouts had changed their promise. And at that time, I had been a Girl Scout leader. And I had been one for 13 years for my two older daughters. Hmm. And it became time for my third daughter to enter the Girl Scout movement, as they call it. And I was gravely concerned when I learned about the Girl Scout promise. And there was a whole lot of other things that you're seeing now.
Well, wait, tell us about that Girl Scout promise that concerned you.
It no longer was there a mandate to make an oath to God. So God's name, there was an asterisk put by the Lord's name. And that allowed girls that were atheists to become part of of the Girl Scouts, Wiccans, Astro-Aryans, whatever floats your boat. And so this moral relativism really crept into the Girl Scouts, and I was starting to see it in the curricula that was in my girls' handbooks. I was starting to see it in patch programs that they had, and I was starting to see it in their choices for the National Board of Trustees. I mean, even all the way back to the 1970s, Betty Friedan served on the Girl Scouts board. So this really shouldn't be surprising when we honor groups like, you know, people like Gloria Steinem and Hillary Clinton in our handbooks. And, you know, you're not going to find a conservative woman, you know, leveraged or idolized in the Girl Scout movement. And so I really thought, oh, I just wanted something small, you know, a little club for my daughter that would be Christ-centered. We'd do all the fun things like badges and service and leadership and just social activities. But God had a much bigger plan, Jerry. All of a sudden, there started to be calls. And this is before the advent of Internet in everyone's home. Calls were coming in saying, what are you doing there in Cincinnati? And I said, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, but God's got something here. And so the story continues, you know, 23 years later, 50,000 members in all states. So this is a God movement using just a mom and some other moms around a kitchen table saying something should be done here. Something positive needs to be happening. Why curse the darkness when we can light a candle? Let's start something new.
Huh, very good. What else would you like to say about the American Heritage Girls in contrast to the Girl Scouts? I mean, are all the Girl Scout clubs bad? Or is it mostly, you know, the leadership is, and so you're going to be influenced by it one way or another?
It's always hard. You know, when you're part of a greater let's say even a greater church or a greater organization than just your small troop or your small congregation. And when the larger being represents ideals that are no longer aligned with your values, and you're sort of selling off, you know, you're sort of trading off, you're sort of saying, ah, but my little troop will be different or my church will be different. It's really hard to stand witness to that, I think. And that's where I get a problem. I'm like, I can no longer represent Girl Scout as a Christian woman and still look my daughters in the eye and say, this is the way the Lord would want me to be. So for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, not the Lord with an asterisk by his name, but Lord completely, the full gospel. And that's why I think it's important for Christian moms and at churches to say, do we really want to be represented by the Girl Scout organization, even if one troop is meeting in our basement, because it's still part of the greater whole.
Yeah, and lately they're promoting abortion. Would it be fair to say that at least some of them are supporting witchcraft or things like that?
Well, that I'm not sure of. I mean, I know that Wiccans are part of Girl Scouts. They welcome them in. I'm not saying that that's what they're doing, but, you know, works of evil are from the evil one, and I do believe the issue of abortion is very much a work of evil. I also believe that moral relativism is a work of evil, because the Lord has taught us there is truth, and the truth is in his word. And if you're not upholding that word, but rather secularism, is that, you know, I question all of this. And so, like I said, for me and my house, and maybe for many of your listeners in their house, they want to serve the Lord. And American Heritage Girls does that. And, you know, it's so relevant. What we do in AHG as far as doing badges and service and leadership all through the biblical worldview lens, so critical.
That's great. AmericanHeritageGirls.org. We have about a minute or even 40 minutes or 40 seconds rather left. When you were in the Girl Scouts, were you able to impart Christian values at all? I mean, did you have that freedom and then you saw that kind of being curtailed?
I did. I was doing this as part of a ministry. At the time, I was a children's pastor of my church.
Oh.
And I used this as part of my ministry outreach through the public school system. And then when I was told at one point that I could no longer sing Christmas carols that included Christ, I started to scratch my head. When I went to a training and I said, hey, Girl Scouts is based on Judeo-Christian values, they said, that is not true. And I knew that it was true because I read many biographies about the founder. So this change was happening right before my eyes. So, yes, I was seeing it coming like a snowball rapidly going down a hill.
Wow. AmericanHeritageGirls.org for more information. Thank you so much for being with us, Patty.
Thank you, Jerry. God bless you.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye.